Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. My guests this week are Don Morris and Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program.
We are here with Don Morris, the Executive Director of the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program, I guess?
Correct, yes. Okay.
And Justina Snyder, who's the coordinator with the Litchfield office. Ladies, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
And before, we're going to be talking about the Mom Prom, but before we get into that, for those who may not know, I know you've been in here before. Tell
correct,
us a little bit
correct.
About Elizabeth Ann Seton, what the program is.
Okay, our program has actually been in here in the Litchfield area for close to 9 years now, and we work with women in crisis. It could be anything from poverty-stricken to domestic violence to homelessness. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to help her become a better mother, no matter what that level is. Justina here does a lot of the groups here in Litchfield that we have on a weekly basis, but she also does one-on-one appointments with the women we work with. So in a nutshell, what we do is try to help them become a better mom.
Okay. Where is the Litchfield office located at?
We are actually blessed to have a new home, which is 309 South State. The South Litchfield Township has okay. donated that space to us, so we're very lucky to have a new home.
Yes. Do you have any other offices, or just is it just out of
we
Litchfield?
Do. We have our home office is in Springfield. We're actually housed at the St. John's campus at Off Building, 700 North 7th. And then we do also have a program in the Beardstown, Illinois area.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Mom Prom that you're having. I know you have this, well, every year. I don't
correct.
Know how long it's been going
yes.
on. How long has this been going
this
on?
This is going to be our fifth year.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. We're very excited.
I bet. Tell us a little bit about it. I know mom prom should be fairly obvious.
Yes.
I mean, it's a prom for moms, but tell
absolutely.
Us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, this idea came about, like I said, 5 years ago when I actually was in a meeting with the women that we serve and just talking about their childhoods and talking about prom. And I couldn't believe that how many of them said that they never went to prom, and if they went to prom, they wish they could erase that memory from their from their minds. So I went back to my board and I said, what do you think? What do you think about this? Because what we do is try to help them to become better, mm-hmm. just be better. And so I just kind of came up with a proposal and said to them, if I can get these women at a better place, would you be willing to allow me to have this event? And of course, I have a wonderful board, and they said, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
So Mom Prom has two different levels. The first level is open to the public. If you would like to come and join us at Mom Prom, each year is a new topic,
theme.
A new theme. Thank
theme.
You. Couldn't think of that word. A new theme, and this year is the Roaring Twenties. And so it is open to the public. $25 will get you your meal and your ticket in the door, your entertainment for the evening. On the flip side of that, the part that not many people see is how hard our clients are working to obtain their ticket to come to Mom Prom. And the way that that happens is starting in the month of August, we start working very heavily and very hard. I should say my staff starts working very hard with the clients and working with them on goal setting. We have a conference called Breaking the Cycle, and that's kind of the kickoff. And then we ask her to set three goals.
Mm-hmm.
And to we work off of a point system. And everything that we do at EAS is not a handout, but it's a hand up. We always say to them, what are you willing to do to help yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And we try to reward them with any type of positive behavior. So she sets goals with the staff, and then she works very hard, and we cheerlead her to hit those goals. And when she hits those, she gets points. And with those points, she's earning her way to Mom Prom. So what they have to do is attend the conference and earn 150 points and make some type of life-changing move.
Mm.
And that is self-directed.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people all the time that when you're working with crisis-stricken, poverty-stricken people, that not everyone's goal can be the same, and we can't have the same outlook with each one of our clients. And my staff does a great job on working one-on-one with her and trying to see what's best for her. And let's just face it, if you're working with a woman who's homeless, our goal is to get her housing.
Right.
You know, and if we're working with someone who has housing, you know, her goal is going to be much different. So it's very much so a self-directed program. And a lot of people don't get that. But I tell people all the time what we do is not a Band-Aid fix.
Right.
You know, we're changing lives.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned tickets are $25 each, and they're at the door.
You can buy them at the door.
But you can
we
get
don't
them
like that,
time
but
as
you
well.
Can buy them at the okay. door. They are actually for sale at the Magnuson Grand Hotel. The Magnuson staff is just, we have so many events there throughout the year. They support us on such a big level. And they have tickets there at the hotel. Or you can come to the Litchfield office, 309 South State, or you can even our Springfield office if you're up that way. We have tickets for sale there. Or I always tell people, I'll even deliver them.
Yes. You can call us.
That's hands-on yes. right there.
Absolutely. Hands-on. We're very hands-on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Dawn, you've been with the, you said it, Elizabeth Ann Seton has been in Litchfield for 9 years.
Correct.
Is that correct? How long
yes.
have you been in there?
I started the program nine and a half years ago. Yeah. Yes. Long story short, that I really enjoy the case management side of things, and then the Lord above had a bigger plan. So here I am being the executive director, and we're thrilled to have Justina on board, and she's doing some amazing things.
Justina, tell us a little bit about your experiences with Elizabeth Ann Seton. How long have you been here?
I just took this position in May when it became available. I've known Dawn for years, and we have worked together through our agencies in the past. I used to work with an agency in Alton that worked with domestic violence victims. So her and I are both domestic violence professionals. We're certified with the state of Illinois. So we've worked closely together, as well as I am from Litchfield as well. So I knew her and I knew of the program. And I always thought it was an awesome, amazing program. And when the position became opened, I was like, oh, yay, my dream job. And lo and behold, here I am.
Sure.
And I am truly blessed to be a part of such an amazing program, because of what this program is versus what a lot of programs are, is that we do encourage and empower these women. We just don't give them something and send them on their way.
Right.
So we have a relationship with them. We build trust with them. And they become a family. And we stick with them through the thick and thin, and vice versa, you know. And that's what I like, is that we're here to give them that empowerment and education and to walk with them through each step of the way.
Sure.
When they fall down, we're there to pick them back up. And it's not just, here's your stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's just it's a great opportunity for all of us, for the community.
Right, you know? Right. Now, I know, obviously, domestic violence has been a problem for a long time.
Yes.
But over the last couple of years, it seems it has been at the forefront.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed a lot more women coming forward in the last couple of years since it's been a bigger topic?
Yeah, I have to say that Justina has actually been a domestic violence counselor longer than I have.
Yeah.
She actually helped me with that adventure, and it was not an easy one. But that being said, I can tell you right now in the Montgomery County area, I was completely blown away when I became educated, learned the signs, and the women that we work with, and lack of services here in the community. So, and that's what we do, is about every 6 months, you know, we staff and we say, what does our community need? Just because we're in three different communities, and each need is different. The women we serve are in different places. In our Springfield office, we see a lot more homelessness. I mean, we deal with homelessness on a daily basis. Here in Litchfield, it's domestic violence. And Justina has hit the ground running with that and is doing the, you know, the one-on-one counseling and then the groups. And we're asking the community to get behind us on this and stand tall and say that no more. You know, we cannot have this. So we're really excited about that new program that we are offering.
Sure.
And it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know
it
that.
It is. It is. Yes. Absolutely.
Perfect. Gosh, we live in such a small community that things kind of do, I don't want to say get swept under the rug, but they kind of get pushed.
Yes.
I guess maybe women are more afraid to come forward.
Absolutely.
How do you go about getting more women to, you know, speak up and go public?
Well, I can tell you, we don't ever ask her to public.
Or yeah,
but I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, first and foremost, is Justina hit it right on the money when she said, you know, it's the trust factor. When the women come to us, we can't always get them to open up and tell us what is going on. But through continuing to come to us and building that trust factor with her, we are both actually trained in dealing with our poverty-stricken clientele too. So with that piece of it, we have a way of kind of, you know, noticing things, seeing those triggers. But we just, confidentiality is huge. It is so important to this agency. So we go above and beyond to make her feel comfortable and safe, and to offer her any type of service that she might need. And it is sad. You're right, because the small community, when the women do come forward, and if they do become, you know, they decide to talk about it, it's not always accepted.
Right.
Yeah.
They're kind of ostracized.
It's a lack of education.
Yes.
As far as the community goes, it's that they don't understand it. And so they turn away from it.
Yeah. Right.
But when you spend 5 minutes and help them understand what it is or why a woman continues to go back, then they look at it a little different. And so that's the big thing is community becoming aware of it and understanding it. And mm-hmm. that's what we want to do is we want to talk about it more, to end the silence per se on domestic violence as far as educating the community mm-hmm. on what it is and how to befriend a person in need or how to be there for them without being judgmental towards them and helping them by just comforting them and encouraging them. And I think that's the biggest thing is, like Dawn said, is just getting them to feel comfortable with you or with whomever might be their person that they confide in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we understand it or not, the biggest thing is to be there for them
sure.
and to love them through it. But the more that you show them, whether if it's coming from us, from what we know, or from handouts and statistics, when they start seeing their life on paper and that it's not just them, they're not some alien, you know, mm-hmm. that it happens to a lot of people.
Right.
1 in 4 women at some point in time in their life will be abused. And a woman is abused every 9 seconds
wow.
in the United States.
Wow. So it's incredible stuff.
Yeah. Statistics,
yeah. Yeah.
yes.
Now you mentioned, Dawn specifically, you mm-hmm. mentioned you noticed, whenever you started doing this, you noticed signs. Can you tell us some of the signs of how maybe someone who's not come forward, how you can notice that maybe there's something going on there?
Well, hands down, physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she has a black eye and she walks into, she ran into a doorknob, that most likely didn't happen.
Right.
I mean, those are the most evident. And then just things like shy away, you know, she kind of, you can just tell by her body gestures.
Doesn't want to get close to
yeah,
someone.
Yeah,
it's, Tetra,
yeah, it's her bubble,
mm-hmm.
those type of things. And then her words, you
right.
know, the way she speaks to you. Something,
self-esteem.
Yeah, and constantly apologizing mm-hmm. with us. You know, that's a huge one for me. She'll say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm thinking, sweetheart, there's nothing to be sorry about. We're not, you know. But so those are some huge signs. And something else that I want to hit on is 80% of the women we serve have had no mother figure in their life. And I tell everyone all the time, if you could just stop for about 10 seconds and think about how different your life would be if you didn't have your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You
yeah.
know, I tell people all the time, I wouldn't be where I am. I know Justina
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be where she is today. So mothers are such an important piece, and I am not downsizing a father's role. I am pro-dad. I am like, go, dad, go.
Yeah.
But that is not the mission of the agency. It is so many women, if they just have one person to invest in them and to build them up, we see immediate gains, immediate self-esteem.
Sure. Sure. Now, this, I don't know if you can answer this question
yeah.
or not. I'm sorry we're focusing so much on
That's
domestic
okay.
violence.
We,
but
we
it's
love
a,
talking.
It's,
yeah.
it's an
yeah.
interesting topic.
Yeah.
If someone were to come to you guys, a woman, and she's not being, you know, she's not
mm-hmm.
a victim of domestic violence, but maybe she knows someone who mm-hmm. is and would like that person to get help, what do you do with
That's
that?
A great question. We have that a lot, you know, because they'll come to us and say, I have so many sisters, moms, aunts, who come to us and say, Dawn, can you help her out? Ugh, you got to love Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
All the time I'm getting messages from girls who just care about their friends, you know, just saying, what do I do? And I immediately begin counseling her and giving her good tips because I'm like, if we can educate her,
right.
she can then be that light for that person. But then I also, if she allows me to pull the trigger, I will. I'll reach out to that girl and just say, hey, I don't go into great detail. You know, I just say, just want you to know we have this. I would love to talk to you. I think that you would benefit by meeting with Justina. So whatever level that she would feel comfortable coming to the office and meeting with one of us is what we do. But again, we don't push. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do is a volunteer program. And there's so much to what we do. I mean, you know, the Mom Prom is such a wonderful event. And I cannot tell you how many people who come to this event who just are totally blown away with the successes of the women there. But then, you know, we do have the domestic violence piece that Justina has hit the ground, you know, so hard running and doing great things. But then we also have the baby box program. We have the boxes that provide the bed and everything the baby needs for the first 45 days of life. Then we have the parenting piece where Justina does parenting classes for the women that we serve. So we can usually get her in the door one way or the other.
Right,
you know,
right.
there's usually one piece right. that stands out and we can draw her in and then she can see that we're not here to judge.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. We're just here to support her. And we are huge working with the community. We partner hand in hand with Hearts United.
Okay.
They are a wonderful, wonderful partnering agency who Justina a couple times a week talks with them, you know, the local churches. So I definitely want to make sure that we say that, you know, we do have some great supporters
yes.
here in Montgomery County, and, you know, we are blessed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mom Prom is going on October 29th. Dinner is served at 6 p.m. Dancing
Correct.
Starts at 7.
Correct.
It's at the Magnuson. Tickets are available. The dance is at the Magnuson, right?
Correct. Prom the is- dance mm-hmm. is at the Magnuson. You won't miss it when you walk in. And every year we do have an honorary chair.
Okay.
This year our honorary chair is actually Denise Walters. Denise was, she's, every year our committee sits around a table and just discusses who they think, who they would like to honor. And, you know, they always have a few names ready before we get to that meeting. And this year, Denise was actually picked because her daughter, Jen, was my first client
mm-hmm.
9.5 years ago. I worked very closely with Jen, and Jen just took everything we threw at her and just blossomed. And Denise, being her mama, got to see that side of things. Jen was raising twins. We lost Jen a few years ago, tragically, to mm-hmm. an illness. But Denise has always remained such a strong threshold for EAS. I mean, she's like a walking billboard, so we appreciate her. So she is going to be our honorary chair this year.
Okay, very nice. And mm-hmm. again, food's being served at 6, dancing starts at 7. Tickets are available at the door.
Correct.
But we don't recommend you do that. Yeah. If somebody would like to get tickets ahead of time, yes. they are also available at the
door. Yes, magazine. And we'll sell them at the door, but we want you to have a nice place to sit. So
sure.
you can get them ahead
of
time.
Call either office.
Yeah, either office.
Do you have tickets available at the office?
Yeah. Oh,
office
yes.
as well?
We
yep.
have them
mm-hmm.
on us.
Yep. Everywhere we go.
Available, yes. Everywhere we go. So.
And Dawn, you said you would deliver if needed.
I will deliver them. And I think Justina would too.
I would too as well.
Sure. If anyone would like any more information about Elizabeth Ann Seton or about the Mom Prom, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, the Litchfield office, the phone number is 217-324-3270. And again, Justina loves visitors.
Yes.
That's at 309 South State, South Litchfield Township Building. And then I encourage everyone to go on our Facebook page. We have a Litchfield Elizabeth Ann Seton program page, actually a Springfield EAS page. But we also have a Mom Prom page that is specifically for this event,
okay.
where any type of information that they would need to know would be on there. And we have a wonderful website, the ElizabethAnnSetonProgram.org. So several ways.
Yeah, sounds good. Was there anything else you guys wanted to mention about this that maybe I have not touched on?
Come and join us. It's going to be a roaring good time.
She loves that. She loves that tagline. She has used it so much.
Have to get it in there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for having us.
Thank
we
you
really
for coming
do.
In. Yeah. I'm glad you guys
Absolutely.
Stopped in. Again, that was Dawn Morris and Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then. So long.